Well, yeah, I was thinking more along the lines of it would be easy to get the components, but you make a good, I think inadvertently you made a good point there, and probably what I should just do is build it up on a breadboard. You know, I guess that's always the first test, right? And then if there's some audio quality issues, I can chalk it up to, well, that kind of ruins it, right? Because then what's the point? Because if there's audio quality issues due to the components or the circuit layout, then it's not, that won't show on the breadboard. I'll end up with audio issues, and I won't know whether it's the breadboard or the design. So, yeah, that's probably the best bet. But in the end, I hope to have the CM108, all the passives, all the other components, everything except for and then I'm thinking about using U.FL connector, so even that can be pick and placed surface mount, right, from the factory. Basically, I was hoping to have everything except some pin headers, the Raspberry Pi, and the SA818 module, have those all installed by whoever, whatever PCB manufacturer I want to use. So that'll probably be third iteration. It's looking like this whole process is probably going to end up costing me about $500 to get a very good final project, final product, something that could be released. Which brings me to another thing that I probably should get going on is putting a blog up at ki9ng.com.
Yeah, you make a good point with the audio quality and issues with the breadboard. I'd say the breadboard might introduce more issues for RF or audio quality issues than your final print would. So I guess it's six of one, half dozen of the other. You can troubleshoot physical layout real well, but you won't know if signal quality issues are what the cause of it is. But yeah, $500 is not terrible at all considering what you're trying to do, and especially if you can even sell them once you're done, a little PayPal web store or something like that, if there's a large demand for it.